Graham Thomas is with me. Hello, Graham.
Good evening. How are you?
Now, I'm good. Now, there's been some slightly better unemployment manufacturing numbers out of the US. What are the details? How do you see it?
Well, there is a couple of snippets of data which I thought were quite interesting, really. One relates to employment and the other one to manufacturing. First, in terms of employment, it's down to a two-and-a-half-year low of about 8.6% into November, which is down from a recent high of 9%. But if you look back a year ago, unemployment was high as just close to 10%. So it's quite a significant pullback and quite good for the Obama administration, actually. If you dig down a little bit deeper outside of the farming sector, employment increased by about 120,000 new people for the month or new jobs, up from October, which is quite positive. And also there's been quite an increase in the retail employment, so companies taking on new staff in that particular sector. The other one, which is the manufacturing area, they run an index for these sort of sectors, and it's rebounded to what they describe as a five-month high in November. So putting the two of the things together, it indicates that US economy is probably growing at about somewhere over 2.5% at the moment, which is, you know, certainly better than what you'd perceive by looking around at the headlines in the world, and probably quite comforting in many respects.
Yeah. So 2.5%. Is there any evidence, or should I say, what evidence do you see from US companies that conditions are actually a little bit better?
Yeah, exactly. Well, there are a couple of snippets in general which I thought were interesting. Firstly, Boeing, which we well know is the large aircraft construction company, has been hiring quite significantly. They're hiring about 100 machinists a week at the moment to boost production by about 60% over the next 3 years, which is very significant. They also say they've got a backlog of about 4,000 aircraft, which staggered me quite amazingly. So they're really in that hiring mode. The other one is Macy's, the department store, which has been increasing its temporary workers by about 4 or 5%. So in the US, there's quite a strong link between hiring in a temporary sense and what translates into permanent employment. So again, just a couple of anecdotal examples, but really quite positive, actually.
But Graham, you know, 4,000 backlog, did you say,
yeah,
at Boeing?
Exactly. It seems like a huge number to
me. Where the hell do they sell them all?
Well, yeah. Exactly. I mean, the demand around the world must be there for it, but the industry is not in good condition, really. I mean, as we talked about before, it's one that's capital intensive, it has a lot of trouble, and so, but they've obviously got orders that have confidence to hire more machinists, so that's pretty positive, actually.
Now, given the focus on the New Zealand economy, our prospects are more in line, I guess, with Australia and Asia, China in particular. Why should we be interested in the US economic data, do you think?
Well, exactly. I mean, I think the simple answer is yes, we should do. I mean, the US represents about half of the activity in the OECD, but importantly, from where I guess I sit, about 40% of the world's financial markets are centred around the US, so it's a pretty big factor when people come to make decisions. Secondly, there's no doubt about it, the financial markets look to that US on a daily basis really for a lead whether things are up, down or sideways, and that really translates into a lot of the local pricing that we see on a daily basis here, which is important. Also, last week that market was up about 7% on this and other news, which is quite important. But the last one I think is also as relevant, and that is that New Zealanders have a very large percentage of their investment portfolios outside of Australia and New Zealand. In fact, if you look around the world, for a small economy, we've got a significantly large proportion in North America and Europe. So I think it behoves us to actually have at least a working knowledge of what's happening in North America and maybe to a lesser extent across Europe, actually.
Good stuff. Thank you, Graham. Nice to talk to you. That is Graham Thomas from Milford Asset Management. That website, once again, is www.milfordkiwisaver.co.nz, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz.